嘿、hey, ，欢迎登船，这里是故事电台，我是船长杰斯。每一集都有一段英文故事，然后我会帮你拆解里面的内容，不用怕听不懂，跟故事走就对了。今天要开始一个全新的系列。1916年5月20号，南大西洋的一座小岛上有一间捕鲸站，门被推开了，三个人站在门口，他们的脸黑得像烧过一样，头发结成一团，衣服破到看不出原本的颜色。他们身上的味道，海豹油、企鹅脂肪，还有将近两年没洗澡的汗。站长看了他们一眼，皱着眉头问：你们找哪位？中间那个人往前站了一步，很安静地说：我叫薛克顿。站长愣住了，旁边一个老水手听到这个名字，直接转过身哭了出来，因为所有人都以为薛克顿已经死了。他和他的27个人消失在南极将近两年了。今天的故事就从两年前开始，从一艘叫坚忍号的船开始。好，我们进入故事，时间是1914年12月。
The ship was beautiful. Shackleton ran his hand along the wooden rail. He looked up at the three tall masts. The Endurance was built for ice. It was strong, heavy, and ready for anything. Or so he believed. It was December 1914.They had just left South Georgia Island. It was the last piece of land before Antarctica. Behind them, the island grew smaller until it disappeared. Ahead, the Southern Ocean stretched in every direction, dark and endless. The crew was excited. 27 men laughed and shouted on the deck. Some had never seen ice before. They talked about adventure and making history. Shackleton stood at the bow and watched the sea.The water was calm, but far away, he could see something white, a thin line across the horizon. He had seen it before on earlier trips south. He knew what it was. Ice, and it was waiting for them.
刚刚那段故事，薛克顿站在船头望向前方，整个画面超有电影感的。他之前就去过南极，所以看到远方那条白线的时候，马上就知道那是冰。27个船员超兴奋的，有些人根本没看过冰，一直在聊探险，聊要创造历史。但薛克顿没有跟他们一起嗨，他自己站在船头，一直看海面。他心里清楚，南极的冰不是你随便就能穿过去的，那个规模完全不同等级。然后你有没有注意到，故事最后一句话说冰在等他们，好像冰是活的一样，这个画面是不是超有感觉？
Two days later,Everything changed. The ice was no longer a thin white line. It was everywhere. Huge, broken pieces of white ice floated on the dark water. The Endurance pushed through slowly. Its wooden hull scraped against the ice. The sound was like thunder. Shackleton stood on the deck and listened. He did not like what he heard. The ice was thick, thicker than he expected. The ship slowed down. Then it slowed again.The crew stopped laughing. They leaned over the rail and watched the ice press against the ship from both sides. A young sailor looked at Shackleton. Will we get through? He asked. Shackleton did not answer right away. He looked at the ice ahead. A solid white field stretched as far as he could see. Then he turned to the sailor and put a hand on his shoulder. We'll find a way, he said, but his voice was quieter than before.
那个船身磨冰面的声音像打雷一样，你想想看，整艘船在叫，比指甲刮黑板还恐怖。冰从两边夹住船，越挤越紧，船员全都不笑了，趴在栏杆上看冰。然后一个年轻水手问薛克顿：我们过得去吗？薛克顿没有马上回答，他看了一下前面，整片白色，看不到尽头。然后他转过身，手放在那个年轻人肩膀上说：我们会想办法的。但他说这句话的声音比之前小，他自己其实也不确定。南极的浮冰力量大到可以压扁钢铁，更不用说木头船了。
By mid-January, the ship stopped completely. Shackleton climbed to the top of the tallest mast. He looked out in every direction. White. No dark water. No cracks. No path forward. The Endurance sat in the middle of a frozen sea.It was locked in place like an insect trapped in glass. Below him, the crew moved quietly across the deck. They knew. He could see it in their faces. They were stuck. Shackleton held the mast tight. He felt the cold bite through his gloves. Somewhere beneath the ship, deep under the ice, the ocean was still moving. He could feel it. A slow, heavy pull. The ice was not still. It was alive, and it was closing in.
船停了，四面八方都是冰，走不了，也退不了。28个人被困在南极的正中间，但更恐怖的是冰还在动，它从四面八方慢慢挤过来。这稍叫坚韧的船撑得住吗？冰在动，船动不了。下一集我们来看这28个人怎么撑过去。感谢收听故事电台，我们下次见。